Thank you, President Benson. I'm trying to pronounce my name. My name is Yoshi is good, and Hiko is echo. So when I come to the next world, I may change. Thank you very much, President Benson. My friend Milton has 6 children. His lovely wife just died in a traffic accident. Left with his beautiful 6 children, one day his 6-year-old daughter came to his bedside and with the tears. Milton thought she had a fight with the brothers. "No, no, Daddy," she said. "I feel lonely. Where is Mom? I want to see Mom." Father embraced her and told her that we will meet Mom again. "She is with the Heavenly Father now," told Father. The other day again, that 4-year-old daughter came to the grandmom. "Will my mom ever come home?" Grandma embraced and kissed her, and she is with Heavenly Father. The mother of an 11-year-old boy became very serious ill. His father brought her to Salt Lake from Arizona. A few days later, this young boy wrote, "We feel all now we will take better care of Mama if she comes home soon. We were very lonely without you, Mama. We are very busy around here. We received a telegram and were very glad to know that Mama was out of danger. And I think I'll close this letter. And for this is getting bedtime. Sister Allen told me that in the religion class that we should go to bed at 8 o'clock so we could have enough sleep. Now it's nearly 8:30. Goodbye, your loving son, Spencer Kimball." The very next day, after he mailed this letter to Mom, his mother passed away. The next day, the bishop received a telegram, and all the Kimball's children called out from school. They all ran home for the joy, but Bishop told them, "Your ma is dead." President Kimball later told of that incident. "It came with a thunderbolt. I ran from outside in the backyard to be alone in my deluge of my tears. And I sobbed and sobbed every time I said, Ma, the word of Ma. Fresh tears that gushed forth until I was drained dry. Ma dead. But she couldn't be. The life couldn't go on for us. My 11-year-old heart seems to burst. Why death? Why sickness? Why tragedy? Why must I go in suffering and disappointment? Why must I have to face the deep waters of life? And why must I go through the rivers of sorrow? When I was 5, my father passed away. And 4 of us, the children, became fatherless. And because of the World War II. And our lives had drastically changed, and we became so poor. One day, I clearly remember, I was playing at the park, and every boy's play with the fathers, their own. But I didn't have. And I said to myself, I wish I could have my father. We know a little the will of the Lord, then we judge the Lord often with our small wisdom. I speak to those who walk in the deep waters of life and the rivers of sorrow. I testify to you that the Lord loves you, and Jesus Christ, He will never forget you. The Lord said, my son and my daughter, all these things shall be give thee for experience and shall be for thy good. President Kimball told and teach us, being human, we would expel from our lives the physical pain and mental anguish, assure ourselves of continued ease and comfort But if we close a door upon a sorrow and distress, and we might excluding our greatest friends and benefactors, suffering can make the saints people, as they learn, patient and long-suffering and self-mastery. Quote. I repeat, suffering can make saints people as they learn patient and long-suffering and a self-mastery as long as we live righteously. Let's all learn from my friend. One day he was on the swimming at the party, got given by the company for which he was working at the summertime in Nebraska. He dove into the river and hit the shallow spot very hard. Broken neck was his diagnosis, and his whole body was immediately paralyzed. He even lost his capacity to breathe. Doctors said he may not make it through that night. And he earned a BA degree in political science after serving in a mission in Japan. At that time, this tragic accident, he had just 1 year left in the law school at the BYU. He was married then and had 2 children. This tragic accident changed his whole life, like from day to night. He wasn't sure whether he would make it until tomorrow. It was inconceivable, the emotional and the physical pain that he must go through as a quadriplegic. Even though he was his condition in his University of Utah Medical Center, he was determined to graduate from law school. It was an almost impossible task. But good friends, true Samaritans, brought him notes, tape, lectures from Provo. Oh, God bless these true Christians. He turned the pages by Mostek. And if his book flipped a chart, he waited for a long time until someone came and helped. Finally, he graduated from school and passed the Utah bar exam, became a licensed attorney while he was studying, and exercising maintaining doctor's contact for gaining strength. His wife took his 2 sons and divorced him. This was his most sorrowful and a very heavy period of his life, but he never complained. Even blessed the leaving loved ones, in his heart he prayed, O Lord, thy will be done. It was his own Garden of Gethsemane, and he took his own cup and drank it as his blessing. In the hymn, How Firm a Foundation, we sing these words, when through the deep waters call to thee go, the rivers of sorrow shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless, and as sanctify to thee the deepest distress. My friend Mick met a beautiful lady, Cheryl. They married, and now the greatest joy come to their lives. His wife is expecting a baby. It is a miracle. The Lord said, I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless. Not only that, last Friday, they were sealing the temple, and I witnessed, and I have privilege to perform this beautiful couple. The Mixtec president said, he's the most humble and faithful. And his secretary said, time has always been important to him. And the span of his few brief seconds means different. And he has no wasted time and accomplished more than ever. The Lord said, power within them. You and I have that power, the greatest power, the power of love. We can feel the Lord's love. And if we but listen and ascend, our kindly Heavenly Father gave us the power of love, power to think, power to have faith, power to pray, power to create, power to feel, power to see, power to touch, power to speak, power to care, power to have a concern, and power to share, and a power to give, and finally power to thank. Especially power to love. The love is the greatest gift of God. Brothers and sisters, if you and I have this greatest power, the power of love. We can walk with His Spirit, even with a troubled water. Let us count our blessings. When upon the life below, you're the tempest tossed. When you're discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and count your blessings, see God what has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and count your many blessings, see what the God has done. Are you burdened with the Lord of care? Does a cross seem to have your load? Count your blessings, every doubt will fly. And you will singing as the days go by. So miss the conflict, whether great or small. Do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angel will attend. And a help and a comfort to your give your journey to the end. Let us not to judge the Lord's wide wisdom with our small mind. Are you divorced? Are you unhappy? Are you handicapped? Or are you unloved? Are you paralyzed like my friend? Are you angry? Are you hate someone? And are you have a bitterness towards someone? Are you single mother because of your husband just took off? Are you lonely because of your husband just passed away? The Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find the rest unto your soul. And my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I bear you my testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I bear you. He himself testified his greatest sacred mission when he appeared to the Nephites. Arise, come forth unto me, that you may thrust in your hands into my side, that you may feel my hands of my feet, of my nails, that you may know that I'm a God of Israel, that you may know that I'm a God of whole earth. I have slain myself for the sins of the world. I know that he lives. I know that he loves us. And I bear you my witness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.